We've got the Phillies, we've got the Braves, and we've got parachuters overhead as we prepare to get underway. Let's take it to the bottom of the first, Nick Pivetta facing Freddie Freeman.
Runner goes, the pitch, check swing and a ball high, the throw down to second, feet first slide, he's out. Strike three called, Marquinkus knew it. Kind of got that job late. Ground ball hit out to second. Hernandez has that. Short throw to first retires Inciarte and the Braves.
Brought to you by PPG Paint. First pitch swinging, fly ball to left field. And gone. I mean, crushed. Jumped all over it, did Franco. He didn't miss it. That's his 21st home run. And the Phillies take a 1-0 lead.
Hit hard down the left field line. That is a fair ball rattling the left field corner, chased by Peterson. Hernandez around third coming to the plate. And there will be no throw to the plate. It's a second run for the Phillies to conclude the inaugural season at SunTrust Park. If Matt Adams can get a hold of one here. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the game is over.
2-0 Phillies would be your final. The Phillies end a 3-game losing streak with a victory. Nick Pivetta improves to 7-10. He goes 6 innings allowing no runs on 5 hits with 4 strikeouts. Luis Gohara pitched well but gets the loss. He goes 7 innings allowing 1 run on 5 hits with 9 strikeouts. Brian Snitker and the Braves unable to pull it off against the Phillies on Sunday as they lose 2-0. Here's what Snitker had to say about the loss.
He was like secondary stuff. I thought today was a lot better than it was the other day. And just, you know, kept pitching, and it was a really good job.
You've read about him, seen all the reports throughout the year. Has he kind of lived up to expectations?
Yeah, he's exactly what the guys were telling me. They all liked his stuff. They all, and like I talked to the guys that came up that played with him there, and they're all like, "What game time? You want that guy on your team?" He said, "When he's between the lines, he really competes, and he does. He really competes." And it's fun to watch him. I mean, he's got the strike zone. He ain't throw the thing over. And when you can do that with the quality of stuff he has, you got a chance of being pretty good.
And you said you like to see the maturity out of him. When he gave up that home run to Franco, he came back 3 straight strikeouts, got you guys on.
No, it was just he went right back to pitching. I mean, he kind of probably left it up a little. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the replay, but he just went right back to work, and that's good to see. We've had 3 times this week, guys give up solo homers and settled in and won the games.
The temperament, and he just stays even keel, right?
Yeah, no, he just he stays under control and has that kind of quiet aggression about him.
It's been encouraging to see Inciarte keep going. You didn't know about that thumb immediately.
Yeah, no, he just keeps getting his hits. I don't know, he's down to 3 or 4 left, 3, yeah. So, but it's good. I mean, he's having good at bats and just real relaxed and good.
In spite of not getting the win, it still came down to the last at bat. You guys were right there.
Yeah, right there. Had a chance. That's why I popped Matt. You know, he can, one swing of the bat, he can, you know, we're happy. So, it's we gave ourselves a chance again. The guys never quit. They never stop. And just like last night. And we got the tying run, had the win run at the plate.
Had his ups and downs rookie season, but at the same time, this isn't the first time he's gone through a lineup like this. Did you like what you saw from him?
Who's that?
Pivetta.
Yeah, no, he was really good. Yeah, really good. Like I say, you look at his numbers, it's not great, but he's got some pitchability too. I mean, he threw the ball really well.
Luis Gohara pitched well but gets the loss. He goes 7 innings, allowing 1 run on 5 hits with 9 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say.
It wasn't a bad pitch and a home run. It's a good location. He just got in front and got the right spot there to hit the changeup. But it was a good location, and I just come back after that. Don't let the stuck in my head. Just make a better pitches and get out.
You've only walked 2 in your last 3 starts. How encouraged are you by how much you've been in control of the strike zone here?
I was controlling pretty good. That's what I've been working every bullpen. Every time I go on the mound, I just try to work to control the zone, like pound the zone, and make an adjustment when they come in.
As you look towards next year, how beneficial have these few starts here in September been for you?
Excuse me?
As you look towards next year, how beneficial will these starts here in September?
The starts here in September is just like a heads up and like keep working and working in the things. Like, it's not going like pretty good, like the way you want. Just is a thing like to learn from. Just like the starts I had this year in September, is something I bring for next year in spring training and all that.
And you have the confidence knowing your stuff plays here and you can get big league hitters out. How big is that for you as well going into next season?
That's really big for me. I can tell, like, I can compete against the major league guys, like make outs, get pitches. And for next year, that's going to be a big thing for me.
Monday, the Braves are in Flushing, Queens for a doubleheader with the Mets.